Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To watch live, please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube. If you can't make the live show, please leave us a voicemail. The Cosmic Channels are now open.
I'm Brayden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And we're the Cosmic Channelers.
Goddamn Cosmic Channels here again. First caller hang up already. What a fucking guy. Told him don't hang up.
Fuck you, call back. It's been an absolute pandemonium today getting gear set up. I think outside of like...
For you.
Oh, wait, well, you guys are not coming through the stream. We got to fix that right now.
Everybody. Oh, wow.
We got motherfuckers.
Is there solar flare today or something?
Is it a full moon?
All right. You guys are coming through.
All right.
Are we for real?
You are coming
I'm Brayden.
Through. I'm Zell.
And I'm Dan.
And we are your Cosmic Channelers tonight.
We have been absolutely having... It's so funny. It's
been a rough day.
Tons of tech issues today. And then, of course, we followed up with yet some more.
Just a couple more tech issues. But that's okay. You know what? The show will go on. And we have a caller on the line right now. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
My name's Chris. I'm calling from Western Mass, but I grew up in the middle of Massachusetts, and I got kind of a weird story.
So you moved really far away from home, is what you're saying?
About 75 miles, not too far, hour and a half.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Let's hear what you got.
That's not Canada miles, but anyways. It was really weird. A bunch of my friends and I used to like party at different houses and all that. And we started partying at one of my friend's houses. We'll call him Brayden because I don't want to say his name. And he lived off of a road called Concord Road. And their house was set up on a hill and the driveway was in their front yard was a very steep slope to the road. And he always told us like years and years in the past, there was a daughter of a family like way before his parents bought the house that was sledding, slid into the road and got hit.
Oh shit.
And I was like, okay, you know, that's whatever. And the first time he partied his house, like me and three of my buddies, we all played hockey together and we were at his house before people got there and it was really, really, really creepy because my friend, we'll call him Earl, was walking around the house and my friend Brayden was like, yeah, sometimes she attaches to you and you feel cold air behind the person she attaches to. And it fucking happened. It was crazy. It was
happened to you
the middle of the summer. No, to my friend.
Oh, to your friend.
But I could feel behind his body cold air. And it was a summer night when we were having a party. Because his parents were away, like out somewhere. And it was bizarre. It was like there was a vent over his head casting cold air behind his back. And I felt it. My two other friends felt it. And it was very bizarre. It was, I couldn't explain it, but now, and, another weird part of this situation was we saw headlights coming up his driveway. He's got the only house on this hill off the road, and we saw headlights. We looked out the window, no car there. It was so bizarre. So bizarre. No noise.
Lights?
Yeah. So the way his house was situated, it was long ways, like facing the road, and his living room bay window was in line with the driveway, and there was a garage underneath. And we saw headlights come up, go over the ceiling, you know, as it would. No car there. It was so bizarre, and it freaked me out.
No doubt. Hmm. So you could actually feel the temperature of the air, like, chill behind your buddy.
It was, like, 80 degrees or hotter, and it was, like, 65 degrees behind his back. And it followed him all the way around the house the whole entire night. It was crazy. Before people got there, while people were there, after people left. It was insane.
And does it ever leave that house, or is it stays?
I'm not sure. I'm sure the lore behind it is that a young girl slid into the road, got hit by a car, and died. That's the lore. And it's documented, too, if you look back in the paperwork.
Is it still a phenomenon that goes on now, or is it stopped?
Since moved away, so, you know, I don't know. My buddy, quote-unquote, Braden, has moved out of that house. I don't know if his parents are still there, but, like,
Mark,
when we first went to that house, my buddy Braden was like, yeah, it's weird stuff that happens. Lights turn on, turn off, and all that stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where am I at?
No kidding.
But the crazy thing was that cool air behind my friend, because it felt like there was a vent over him in every square inch of the house when he walked around. It was very weird. And nothing bad happened. It was just a bizarre instant.
So nothing.
And then I was sleeping. I'm kidding. I don't want to get cut off.
You dirty rat.
The house I live in now, I hear bizarre knocking outside my window almost every night. So I put a loud ass fan on. But this house is like...
Every night since, like, this incident?
No. So I moved out here about 10 years ago with an ex-wife and whatever.
It happens.
And I hear knocking. I don't think it's the window. I think it's, like, the outside of the house. This doesn't sound like a window knock. There's a difference. It's like a thud, like, well, a thin thud, I guess you could say. And I've got, like, so I live in the middle section of three houses, essentially. I live in, like, it's like two houses built up on either side, and I live in the middle section underneath. It's all single floor living. And I hear weird noises at night, and I check the basement all the time. There's no, like, raccoons or skunks or anything like that, or, like, other big game, because I'm a Western Mass. But it's just, like, a knock, 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 stop, knock, knock, knock. And there's no, like, propane cylinder or anything like that outside. It's very weird. But I've never heard of a ghost killing anybody. And if a ghost killed somebody, it'd be front fucking page news.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I sleep okay. Yeah.
Just okay?
Sleep all right.
You're already going to be activated further.
I don't think I'm activated. I think the house is, maybe. Like,
spirit has attached itself to the building itself?
Maybe. Yeah, perhaps. I mean, I'm not going to get into, like, sleep paralysis, because I'll get cut off real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're sleeping, I
real
mean...
Real quick.
The rule is...
Finger on the button.
But anyways, man, hey, thanks for starting off Cosmic Channels. We try and keep them around 10 minutes. So...
Okay. You have any questions or anything like that?
Well, it was like two different stories there, right? You had.
Well, yeah, that's true. First story was freaked me out beyond belief. It made the hairs on the back of my neck crawl. The second one is like, it's kind of where I live.
Just a weird house, but they're kind of separate events. Or do you think something attached itself to you and you brought it back to the house and now it's attached in the house from the first event? Or are they unrelated completely?
It's possible, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's unrelated. It's weird for sure, but I just sleep through it.
As long as you can sleep through it and you're used to it, I mean, if it's not harming you, I guess no big deal, but
well, no,
I'd be gone.
If it's a real thing, if it's a real thing, I'll shoot it.
You gotta start setting up some thermal cams and EMF readers.
Oh my God. Listen, Braden, I want to do that.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, I should. But I have thermal cams on the outside, front and back of the house. And
good start.
Catches game. But I don't have them inside the house.
Two on the outside, two on the inside, and then you got to get back to us when you catch the ghost on infrared.
Yeah, but I don't trust the access.
Put salt down on the floors before you go to bed. Check for
footprints. Yeah, but if I'm running around naked, I don't want some dude in the Pentagon watching me doing that.
He already is, buddy. It doesn't matter what you do. They're already
watching.
Yeah,
you're right.
If they want to watch, they're watching. Right.
Yep. Shameful life over here.
All right, man. Thanks for starting off the show. We appreciate it. And take care of yourself. And if you ever do get it on video or some type of recording, make sure you let us know.
Yeah, any kind of paranormal activity. We're the first.
All right, man.
If I can catch it, I'll do it. By the way, longtime listener, since day one, you guys are the best.
Day one
and
listener?
I just want a little... Can someone get me a Pepsi?
Andrew's the Pepsi man. He's the keeper of the Pepsi.
He's the keeper of the Pepsi.
The motherfucker.
Next time,
all right, guys.
All right, have a good night.
Sorry for the lame creepy story, but
no, it's
good.
Great story, man. Nothing wrong with it. Not one
creepy.
Bit. It's creepy as hell.
All right, guys.
All right, cheers.
I'll call you in 2 weeks.
My little ghosty to start it off.
There's nothing like having just a shit ton of tech issues too to get the like blood pressure way up too, right before you start hearing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you're perfect. Right, just stressing.
All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello. Like it already. What's your name?
Where are you going from? Guys, wow. I finally got on. That's awesome. First time caller, long time listener. My name's Josh. I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Hell yeah, Josh.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
It's always, anyway, yep. Winter sucks.
So, any specific topic for tonight?
No, this is an open format show, except for like the first season. So now it's just whatever kind of story or theory.
Minus dreams,
obviously.
Yeah, that's a hard no, eh, fellas. Okay, well, maybe you guys know of a game called Super Mario Kart for the SNES way back in the day.
Oh, that? Yep. Sure.
Okay. You have my attention.
Nice. Okay, so
you piqued Dan's attention.
So this has to do with the multiverse, and
hell yeah,
I'm pretty certain that I hit like a barrier or something. Okay, so this is back in I want to say 96, 97 or so. I was like maybe 14, 15, somewhere around there. I'm home alone playing Mario Kart. And I don't know if I remember it had a replay mode. Do you guys remember that?
Dan would be our first ask.
Like
Dan,
a replay mode, like watching your own race?
Yeah, like replay the race. So this is in my memory that I actually did this. So I'm playing Bowser's Castle, and I finish the race and whatnot, and then I go and replay the video. Well, it starts to not be the race that I just played. as I'm going, my character spins around and goes the complete opposite direction and starts banging and hitting all the walls and whatnot. Well, I didn't do that in that race.
You're like, there's no way I'm that bad. I obviously got
first place.
I'm not that bad.
Dude, right? So that happened. And then I felt this wave. It was like, I don't know, it was kind of like hitting that first bong rip. And you get that, just that boom. You know what I mean? Like you're fucking up there. Well, I get that feeling for a split second and then it's all gone. And I'm like, what? That was fucking weird. And then I go in, just reset the video because I had nothing else to do. And it keeps going and it turns into the race that I just played. Like I'm losing my mind. I'm like, what's going on? Like, this doesn't happen. Like you don't just watch something and then 2 seconds later, it changes back and it's the, you know, it's what you remember. And that's just something I can't explain. And it's always stuck in my head as, holy shit, maybe something happened in the fucking, you know, the fabric of reality. And
no, it's actually quite a simple explanation. It's glitch in the matrix. That's all that happened.
Yeah, that super matrix, NES you dude. Had was actually like some type of,
yeah, what's it? What's a wall to render?
It was an interdimensional, like in Rick and Morty, interdimensional cable. That specific unit you had for some reason was able to tap into someone else playing. Yeah, you're getting like, a replay of someone like else playing.
Oh, dude! Oh, I wholeheartedly believe that's. And you have those memories throughout life where you're like, it just sticks with you. And most people think that's just a throwaway memory, but that fucking just hits me. You know what I mean? It's just always stuck with me. Like, what the fuck just happened? But yeah, guys, that's my story.
So interdimensional.
Some sort of weird.
Super NES game.
Yeah, I don't want to bring in the Berenstain Bears, but you know what I mean? Did that actually happen? Did I slip through the fucking matrix, see Berenstain Bears, remember that, and then boop, right back to it, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, no, it was Stein, not Stein.
Weird. Yeah. I mean. If the multiverse is a real thing, I mean, who knows how it actually functions? Maybe you do get random, this little glitches that pop through in and out. You can't explain it.
Yeah, maybe it's like a deja vu thing where you're like kind of like living too close to, you know, a parallel universe, making the same decisions at the same time, and you almost cross paths a little bit.
Yeah, and then you just get that little inkling, like, did that just happen? And then you just never think about it again. And in this case, though, it stuck with you. So, yeah, who knows?
Oh, dude. Yeah, it fucking makes you think for sure. Who knows?
Who does know? It's fun to rip a couple bong tokes though and talk about it. Definitely.
Oh, for real. There's something about the fabric of reality that I just don't understand. And
a lot of it, personally.
For one, like even like I just had to put my dog down a couple months ago.
That's right. RIP Dag.
Yeah, she's my little bubs, but right back to the multiverse. Who, like, either spiritual or, like you said, a glitch in the matrix that just gets to that wavelength. I'm seeing all sorts of reminders of her now. Like I literally just saw a commercial about the exact same hospital that we had to take her to. And
that happens a lot though. Like if you buy a new car, and now all of a sudden you see that car everywhere. You're like, God damn, everyone drives this car. It's like the only car you see.
Yes, true.
Oh, exactly. Exactly, guys. But, yeah, love listening to the show. And, yeah, you fellas keep up the good work.
All right, man. Cheers. We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, boys.
Have a good night.
All right, ciao.
Bye.
I can only picture the cartridge of the old Super Nintendo Mario Kart. I don't really remember playing it.
I remember kind of playing it, but it's all been overshadowed and overwritten by the Nintendo 64 version of Mario Kart.
Yeah. Far superior.
I got it for Christmas when it came out.
I got it for Christmas this year.
I played it as soon as I got home when we got back from family, but I remember playing the crap out of that game. Played it a lot.
All right, we got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, it's Harry from Michigan. I called on and all a few times ago.
Yes.
Yeah, so I have a three short little paranormal experiences that I would like to share.
Perfect. Are they related to each other, or are they separate events?
They're related. They're all in the same house. And
oh, right. Perfect. You called the right spot.
Yeah. So I'll probably go from like the most explainable to the least. So I don't know. I was probably like 10 years old and I had this little boombox radio alarm clock thing that I would listen to music on overnight. And all of a sudden in the middle of the night, the volume started to get louder and louder and I would turn it back down, and that would happen for a few nights. And then I don't know how long into it, but I woke up in the middle of the night and it just kept slowly getting louder and louder, and I unplugged it from the wall and it wouldn't stop playing, and it was like playing full blast as loud as it could go. And my mom comes running in there, and it was like a boombox, so you could, you know, listen to it outside and have batteries. And so I quick turned it over to get the batteries out, and there weren't any batteries in it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. It was really freaky, and my mom and I just looked at each other, and she just grabbed a trash bag, threw it in there, and threw it in the garbage outside. So that was the first one, which was
just. I just got a quick question. So, what year is this? Like, I'm trying to figure out what kind of alarm clock this would be. How old it was?
I mean, it was old when I got it. It was my older brother's, who's 10 years older than me. But I'm really bad with dates. I don't know, 2000s or so.
Okay, so because I was like, is it potentially one of those like gentle alarm clocks that like as it comes on to wake you up, it just slowly increases in volume to, you know, to do the gentle wake up kind of thing? Or but that sounds like it would be before this radio's time.
Yeah, and I mean, it took like big D batteries, like it was old. Oh, yeah, and so you know that one. Even though like it didn't have batteries in it and it wasn't plugged into the wall, you know, I kind of rationalized it as maybe something weird electrical was going on with it. And so we just kind of forgot about it. And then I grew up very Catholic and went to a Catholic school. My mom was super strict and we went to church 5 times a week. Not even kidding. It was crazy. And, so every year we would have a priest come over and bless our house because that was just the thing that you did. And I was helping my mom make dinner for this priest that was coming over. And I remember I was at the oven, and we keep our salt and pepper shakers on top of the oven. And all of a sudden, you know, we were just standing there and the salt shaker flew off of the oven and hit the wall probably 10 feet away from us. And that was creepy, especially like
something threw it.
It was right. yeah, it just shot off and
Jesus.
Hit the wall across the room. So that was freaky. And, you know, while all this, there's a few months between those things, and through the whole time, you know, we're hearing footsteps, hearing opening doors and all that kind of stuff, and just really freaky shit all the time. And, you know, that was a while ago after we got our house blessed a few times, you know, and I moved out. Didn't really think about it, just always tried to ignore it. We would always make jokes like, oh, it's just the ghost or whatever in our house, and it never got violent again. And then just a couple weeks ago, I was visiting my mom, and this one really freaks me out. I was with my mom in her bedroom, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a little kid or a little person hide behind a chair. And what? I go and look behind the chair, and no one was there. And, you know, the first time something like that happens, you're like, it freaks you out. So you're like, you just try to brush it off, you know.
Kudos like, on you for even going to look. I would have, that's a step further than I would have ever taken.
Yeah, well, I mean, my mom she babysits quite a bit. So I thought, oh, maybe my nephew was there and I didn't realize it. But he was not there. And same thing happened again, except I saw it walk out of the room. Like, I was just talking to my mom, out of the corner of my eye I saw something move, and I look and I see something little run out the door and around the corner. And yeah, really, really freaked me out. And my mom, obviously super religious. I'm not religious anymore. And, you know, whenever I tried talking to her about this stuff before, she always put it off, like, don't talk about it, it's demonic, it's scary, you know, or that it's not real, you know, you're just imagining things. And this time I was like, I just saw a little kid run across the floor.
Now, can you describe the little kid a little more? Could you get any features, or was this like dead black eyes or anything fucking really crazy?
I mean, it was probably 2 feet tall and...
Oh, really little?
Like, yeah. Real little, yeah. And it was like dark, shadowy kind of thing. Like, I could tell it was like a little kid. It looked like a little boy, but it was all, like, all the features were in black and white. It was just like a shadow, you know? And so I told my mom, and she was like, oh, yeah, I've been seeing a little boy run around my house. And, you know, it's one thing to see it yourself, but when someone else who really doesn't like to talk about it or believe it says that they see the same thing, that's freaky.
Yeah, to someone to like...
So your mom, how long has she been seeing this kid or this apparition? Like, is it something that has been going on for a while? Did she tell you?
Yeah, she's like, oh, I've seen him. She said that she saw him since before we moved into that house, like,
oh my
12
God.
Years ago or so.
So it's been and following
she
her.
Always still,
yeah, it's her demon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I believe about this stuff. Even now I'm telling you it was scary, but I'm like, there's got to be some kind of explanation for it or something. But she... Between me and my older sister, she had a miscarriage of a little boy, and she was always like, oh, I thought it was just me, you know, imagining it. And I'm like, well, if I can see it.
Just imagine it for 12 years, you said? She'd been living in the house, or how long has she been living in the house?
Yeah.
Well, she's seen it before then, too.
Yeah. So
before they moved out, so it's just she's been living with this apparition or these.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for that whole time.
You know, I think she just, because I mean, grief, especially when you lose a kid, it lasts for a long time, you know, lasts forever. Mm-hmm. And it does crazy things to your mind. And so she always just thought, you know, wishful thinking or, you know, stuff like that. But it was real weird when I saw it.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, just a lot of, I've had a lot of paranormal experiences. It's crazy.
A lot of weird shit. No, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. But those are my stories.
Those are terrifying.
Terrifying. Awesome. Awesome stories, though. So thanks for calling and sharing those with us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was too nervous to say them last time. So glad I got it out today.
Yeah, did great. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good talking to you.
Perfect. Thanks for calling again.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good night. Okay, bye. You too.
I don't know how some people get so unlucky with the paranormal, man.
Well, it's the worst thing is like, the worst thing about that one would be like, just see like, do you see this thing? You'd be like, wait a minute, you see it too? You're like, oh no.
Yeah, you think you're just seeing stuff and someone's like, oh yeah, I've been seeing that for years. You're like, what? Yeah, you're like,
this, that was never an issue? You didn't want, you didn't think that was something we should talk
I'd be like, I have 100 more questions now about why you've been seeing this thing and you didn't tell us about it. Like, you didn't think to tell us that this.
Do we start laying down the salt now?
Does it come out during the day? Does it come out during the night? When is it more active? Like, what's going on here? There's a whole bunch of stuff. I would just want to know, like, if one of my parents was like, I'm seeing something that may or may not be there. And like, I'd be.
Yeah, but
concerned.
You see it too. So you see
I know,
it,
but they've been saying it for a really long time. Off. And I'd be like, yeah, but then my head would be like, it's just like genetic. It's like something going on here. I'd definitely try to rule out a medical explanation first that something's going on here.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, let's bring another caller on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
I just called not too long ago with the cold hand behind my friend.
Yeah, that was the first
But I
call.
Wanted to say, yes, exactly. my grandfather, sorry.
Hey, man. We try and limit to one story caller a week.
Oh, well.
If you remember.
It's kind of a cool story if you want to hear me out for about 2 minutes, right?
30 seconds, let's go.
30 seconds. My grandfather worked on the lunar lander at Draper Labs in Cambridge.
Oh,
he was one of the chief engineers. Oh, Braden, I heard it.
That's pretty cool.
Anyways.
15 seconds.
Super, super smart engineer. And he taught me a lot of stuff in Somerville, where I grew up. Subsequently moved to Marlboro, but he was one of the chief engineers for the lunar lander. In specific, what he said was the gyroscopic modules that would tilt the lander going down the moon. And you know what? It's a lot of weird shit going on with the moon, Braden. I know that. But he was a very smart man, and he got apparently paid well from the government to do,
I'd imagine,
maybe a false thing. I don't know, but you know, I mean, it's up for debate. But he's one of the smartest people I've ever seen, and it's very weird. Sorry for two calls in one night.
Wait, I just don't understand the call. So he was worked on it. He put a gyroscope on the lander. Are you saying that that's because that means that they went to the moon, or does that mean the moon was fake and there's more to the story?
Or you just want to talk about
your grandpa, how he worked on the moon lander?
I just want to put credence in the fact that there was a lot of projects put into the quote-unquote moon landing, and he was one of the chief engineers.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's thousands of people that worked on that program. Peak minds of the time, definitely. Yeah. Either they all got duped by a few people and they somehow staged it. Yeah. Or they pulled off one of the greatest feats of human engineering ever done. One of the two.
Yeah, with calculators and Rubikuses, you know, like with a Rubikus, you know, or I'm sorry, abacus. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the moon landing.
So, anyways,
cool.
I want to call and share that little bit of information that he was a part of that project, whether or not we went to the moon. I don't know.
Is he never Earth told flat? You? If he never told you, then how are we going to know?
Well, no, I mean, the veil is way, way over his head on that one. You know that.
Who knows? Maybe he's seen something. All right, man, we got to keep the show rolling, but we appreciate the call.
I'm sorry. Cheers. I'm sorry.
No worries.
But
no worries, man.
Great to talk to you guys. Anyway, sorry to waste your time.
No.
Yeah, love you guys.
Time. That's all
just,
good.
Just for next time.
That's cool. Some cool history.
Cool history, man. All right.
Yeah, it's really weird. Anyways.
Little fun fact. Zell, do you still have your picture? Me and Zell have original prints from one of the first Apollo missions.
I do have it. I have it right here.
Yeah, I've got mine. I just haven't hung it yet.
My frame actually fell and broke, so I don't have it in frame right now, but it's right here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
I wish I would have kept the one. I didn't want it because like whoever, I can't remember the guy's name who sent it, but he sent like 40 or something. And some of them had like handwritten notes on the back.
Yeah, yeah. But mine has a handwritten note on the back.
You kept the handwritten note? I sent it back to him because I was like, this is a family history, man. I'm not going to take your grandpa's shit.
Mine's not a personal note. Like, hey, it's just it's like someone wrote something.
Oh,
it's like grocery not like, list. It's not like two grandson, I love you.
Dozen eggs. Gallon milk.
I hope this picture stays in my family for 1,000 generations.
Yeah.
Diced tomatoes.
Mine's tomato paste. It's one of the few pictures I haven't hung up yet.
1 pound ground beef.
Someone sent that early on, like the first year and a half of the show. That's fucking
cool. So that's now two people who have listened to the show who have direct ties to Apollo missions.
Oh, yeah. All right. Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, I'm in. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, we're doing well. How about yourself? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, not too bad. I'm David. I'm calling from Kansas. Good old Kansas.
Kansas.
Right
awesome.
On.
I haven't had too many callers from Kansas, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who listens to you guys, which is kind of shocking. I love the show.
Perfect. What do you got for us tonight?
But, so I got a couple of things. One, I guess I'll just let you guys pick. I got like this weird, I don't even know what to call it. It's like to do with the universe, how the universe works and like coincidences. And then I've got straight up like UFOs. Which one should I do?
Man, this is your show. Whatever you can tell a better story of.
choose one and then flip a coin. The other one for another time. You're going to tell them sounds both. Good. So just one this time, one another time.
All right, I'll just do the UFO.
Okay.
Okay, so it was like 2011, I think. And I was living with my dad at the time, and we were outside just like talking by the car. And it was a beautiful, clear night. You could see stars and everything. I can't remember what time it was, but it was pretty dark out. So we're looking up, and we see like these little. It's like the stars just started like moving on their own, kind of thing. Almost what you would see like the the Elon Musk's satellites. What
Starlink,
are those called?
Yeah, Starlink. Yeah.
Yeah, Starlink. Almost like that, but like a lot smaller, dimmer. And like it was one of them at first. So this thing it was stationary. Then it started moving across the sky, and I was like, "Huh, look at that! Like slowest shooting star ever, whatever." And then it like pulses, and then it starts moving at a way faster rate. It's going like 4 or 5 times the speed that it was in the beginning.
It's cooking,
and it's fucking weird. So like we saw that, we were like, oh man, we're never going to see something like that again. And then like from the same direction, a few more of them, like 2 or 3, like in the span of 5 minutes coming from the same direction and actually like changing course along with it too. And just, they would just like, you see this pulse of light and then they just like shoot way out there, man. And the best part after all of this happened, like, we were just standing out there talking about it, and then we see like four or five jets flying after them in the same direction.
Oh,
like they scrambled
to check them out,
to go and scramble intercept these things.
Yeah, scramble the fucking jets, man. So yeah, that's really all I had for the UFO. I've seen them like periodically, you know, since then, just like once or twice. But yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
Airfield that, you know, I'm always trying to think if it's some sort of test flight of unknown aircraft, right? Military aircraft. So I'm always mm-hmm. curious if you know of any air base in the area that could.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right. I've actually thought about that. I think that the closest one would be Fort Riley. It's like 2 hours to my, I don't even know which direction. But yeah, that could very well be the case. That I always think about that, like what kind of stuff do they have that we don't know about, you know?
Oh, exactly. They're a decade ahead of anything we know, so.
Yeah, at least, I figure. But yeah, so that's all I had for UFO. Any of you guys see anything like that, remotely close to that?
Nothing
like that, no.
Nothing on to that, like that's an unreal. That'd be an unreal sight to see something you don't know and then see then see jets shortly after going in the same direction in hot pursuit. Like that's such a cool that would be such a cool experience. That's a that's definitely one for the books. So it's I don't have anything that comes close to that.
Yeah, that's the part that got me, because like I like to stay in my like solid, this is the evidence, this is what I can call it, you know what I mean? And you know, watching all that happen, and you could like write it off in your head or whatever, but then you see jets and it's like, oh man, like this is the real deal.
Yeah, well, for sure. Like it's one of two things for me. It's either you saw some sort of experimental craft, which is incredible, moving at incredible speeds.
Yes.
Or it's a genuine UFO, and we know that
friggin'
with the nimble and the go fast videos, like the gimbal, sorry, those things are out there, right?
Yeah, nimble gimbal.
The nimble gimbal. Nimble and gimbal. And they've seen, you know, they've seen these things. They've had. You may have just witnessed one. That's a cool thing.
Right. Yeah. It was cool as hell. Cool. That was a long time ago. But yeah. Well, thanks for letting me call in, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, no, awesome. We appreciate it. That's an awesome story.
We love calls like that.
Hell yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, talk to you guys next time. Yeah.
Okay, bye. Bam. Genuine UFO. Jealous.
I'm always jealous when someone has a awesome UFO sighting. Damn it. Got to move closer to air bases and stuff.
Got to move to Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't got enough air bases up here in Canada, do you know? Got no fucking...
We don't really have
we got no advanced tech.
Well, you guys should, increase your spending, military spending, then make it 30% of your GDP or whatever.
We got three subs.
We have three subs. One's always broken and two are 40 years old.
Yeah. But here though, the bonus side is because there's nothing that when you see something weird in Canadian skies, you're like, all right.
That's weird.
That's
super weird.
I know there's nothing around here where they're...
We know that's not ours.
Yeah, exactly. I can cross a line through Canadian military right away.
Yeah, definitely not ours. All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Sounds like you just took a toke.
Yeah, give me one moment.
There you go.
Got me right in the middle of it.
Perfect.
All right.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee.
That's awesome. First.
But I got a funny story. Enough of this, like, you know, ghost and scary stuff. You know, I had to turn my light on. But so I work at this place called Firehouse Subs. It's a better version of Subway. You know, I'm on the cashier. I'm doing my job. And this lady and this man walk in. And the lady, she like walks around the store. She's like flapping her bird, like her arms, like a bird wing. You feel me? the man, he walks up and he's like, can you give me some pickles? Cause we're out at Firehouse. We get these big bucket of pickles cause we use a lot of pickles. And he's like, I want the pickles, but can I just have the seeds of the pickles? And I was like, man, I could just give you the pickle. Like,
he's like, no, I want the seeds.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, so I give him some pickles. I put them in the bag. I give him like one or two. I give it to him. He looks at me and just, he throws them away. And I'm not mad. I'm just like, all right. I mean, that's a waste of pickles, man. Like, I go back to making the sandwich and they leave. A few hours go by and they come back in and they actually start ordering a sandwich. So I'm on the cashier. I'm ordering their sub. And halfway through, two police officers walk in the front door. And the dude, he takes off out the back door. The lady's just standing there looking at me. And I guess she thinks she wasn't getting arrested. I don't know. But she stood there and both of the cops like ran in. And the dude who went to the chick who's just standing there, he ran like he was on a mission. Like he sprinted. The dude who was going after the other guy, he was just like lightly jogging. And I don't know what was happening, man. I was just.
Oh, like, look. I can tell you right now, you had a run in with Florida man.
Most likely. Florida man with his Florida woman.
Yeah, right? That's an easy one.
Man, I was just...
That's just weird.
It's crazy, man. It's just...
That's some hybrid activity for sure. That's
like, tell me you're an alien without telling me you're an alien.
Yeah, give me the seeds.
Seeds only.
It's very Edgar. Fucking
yeah.
Water. Yeah. Sugar water. More seeds.
More.
Sugar water.
Yeah, that's 100% running with Florida man. So you're lucky to be alive. You should live every day to the fullest.
Yeah, no telling what he would have done if you wouldn't have given him those pickle seeds.
Dude, I think he was probably going to like grow a pickle farm or something, man. I don't know.
Well, like, you know, we talked about seeds. on those alien theory theorizing about, you know, alien species coming down for rare fauna and stuff, right? And maybe that's the only location. You know, those kind of pickles are extinct where they come from, and so they just wanted some of the pickle seeds.
They need the pickle seed moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah, just when you think you've seen it all, right?
Something plants him. He's like, what the hell are these? These are pickles. These are cucumbers. Yeah. What the fuck?
They're so smooth. Crunchy. Someone in the chat said, Jessica said, I think it's called meth.
Oh, you're not wrong. No. Speaking of like crazy drugs, so another crazy character, he walked in. He was paying, he like wanted me to give him like dollars for change. So he gave me this quarter. This one quarter in particular had some black stuff on it. And when you see that black stuff on that quarter, that's heroin. It's most likely heroin. And I was like, I didn't say anything. I grabbed a napkin so I could put it aside. I was going to throw it away. It's just a quarter.
Yeah, that's some good heroin still.
Yeah. I'm going to go into the bathroom, you know. But he looked at me like, what's the problem? I'm like, nothing. I'm just, this quarter's dirty. I'm like, what you mean dirty? I'm like, nothing, man. Look, just take the money. Just please. I don't know.
you work at crack house subs.
Yeah.
Crack house subs, bro. Come get your food. Oh, shit. Come get your food.
Well, if we're ever in Tallahassee, we'll make sure to stop in.
We'll stop in, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna let you go. I don't want to take up the line.
We're gonna want some pickle seeds if we come. Yeah, down.
Send us some pickle seeds.
I'll give you a bag of pickle
seeds. Come on, start my right, pickle farm.
Yeah. Have a good night, man.
You too.
Fucking pickle seeds.
That's like, what a weird thing to want.
That's
a weird craving.
Like, okay. I don't even know if you can plant pickle seeds and grow cucumbers.
I don't think so. They've been like fermented.
I'd be like, but if they did, they'd be just like, these are cucumbers. Yeah.
What the hell?
I thought you gave me pickle seeds.
Florida man murder sandwich artist.
Yeah.
Over a cucumber harvest. Over a cucumber. Pickle harvest.
All right, this might be the last call of the night, but we'll see. Pressure's on though. If you're calling last.
Yeah, yeah. This is you're in after hours now.
You're in our realm.
Yeah. So you're on our time.
No one's calling. So maybe no one's calling.
Fuck you. Call us. We got time for one more. We're letting you after hours. Who's calling?
Who's calling? Who wants to end the show this week?
Yeah. If not, we'll just end it. Yeah.
You'll live in infamy being the last caller of Cosmic Channel 6.5 forever. This person wants it. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's up, guys?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, it's Mr. Finch from California.
What's going on, Mr. Finch?
What's cracking?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know you are doing a phenomenal job. I love your work and I love listening to you at work.
Keep glad it going. I love it.
Glad.
Best call of the night.
Keep pumping.
Best call of the night right there.
Pump them up.
That's how thick our hair is.
Say more good things.
Yes, I love it. And the Dungeons and Dragons, I love that. Oh, my goodness. Ernest, come on, break it out.
He's got him right there. He's always, they're always, always right there.
Always, they're always close at hand.
Always.
Awesome. There you go.
Taste the blood of his enemies.
Ernest.
Are they spelled the same?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought one was spelled slightly different.
One should have been spelled same. like earnest.
No.
Earnest. I always thought one was spelled just a little bit different.
No. The person asked me, they said, what are the names of them? They're both the same. And I said, yes. And he's like earnest, like the trait. And I said, no, they're both named after Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah. No, they got to be spelled differently at least.
No.
I'm just kidding. They're fine.
After it's
fine
Ernest if they're, P. Worrell. They're okay. My swords.
That's how great a human being you are.
All right, Brayden. Have your way. Mr. McDonald.
All right. Hey, thanks for the tire pump. We know you need that in the new year. All my goals. Of course. I've already failed all my goals, so I need it.
Oh, no, you haven't. You got an entire year.
Every goal I set for January is already ruined.
Oh, it's all right. You'll be fine.
No, you'll be all right. I'll be out right now.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks, Mr. Finch.
Have a good night.
You too.
You guys too.
Peace.
Later.
I don't know if that counts as the last call.
That doesn't count as the last call because he didn't tell us a story. He did say some nice things.
Yeah, some nice things. Which was nice. One more. One more call. One call to rule them all for tonight. Call. And if it doesn't, man, it's easy. I just hang it up. It's fun. It's a little busier tonight on the old Cosmic Channels.
A little stressful getting everything set up, but hey.
I don't know what happened today. It was just like technology virus just like...
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was rough.
Every once in a while, it's a bad one.
Yeah,
catastrophic meltdown.
This fucking just terrible. Took half an hour to try and get going, and then it still didn't work. We ixnayed something else we were gonna do.
Yeah.
Then started Cosmic Channels, and then Cosmic Channels didn't work.
Yeah, it's lovely. So
we got it going.
It is what it is.
If you listen to the podcast version of this, you probably didn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
Nope.
And it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
We're consummate professionals. We've run this show perfectly every single time.
Every time.
Yep. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. We don't got a caller online.
No caller. Someone asked for What's in the Box. Maybe we'll play What's in the Box next Cosmic Channels. Yeah. Who knows?
So next Cosmic Channels is going to be the 2nd February. So coming up, you've got February 12th and February 26th are your next Cosmic Channels. So we look forward to
your calls.
Yeah.
Your stories, your thoughts, your theories.
It's your show. We just host it.
We just host it. All right. Thanks, everyone. Cosmic Channels are now closed. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Cosmic Channels. Be sure to rate and review Cosmic Channels on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast player. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. For more shows by Big Theory Productions, search Big Theory Productions anywhere you get podcasts.
Music and mixing by Meteor Sound Studio. Meteor-recording.com. The cosmic channels are now closed.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.